On the 16th to the 17th of May, Special Representative of the Chinese Government Li Wei visited Ukraine and held meetings with President Volodymyr Zelensky, Head of the President's Office Andriy Yermak, Minister of Foreign Affairs Dmytro Kuleba, and representatives of the Ministry of Defense, the Ministry of Infrastructure, and the Ministry of Energy. There is no panacea in solving a crisis. All parties must start from themselves, build up mutual trust and create conditions for ending the war and starting peace talks, Li said, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of China informs. He also added that the People's Republic of China is ready to help the international community in the formation of the greatest common denominator to resolve the Ukrainian crisis. According to Li Wei, China will make independent efforts to stop the war, promote ceasefire, and restore peace. Ukraine confirmed only the meeting between China's Special Representative and Minister of Foreign Affairs Dmytro Kuleba. The statement by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine says that the parties discussed topical issues of cooperation at the bilateral level and within the framework of international organizations, as well as ways to stop Russian aggression. Kuleba informed China's Special Representative in detail about the principles of restoring a stable and just peace based on respect for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine. He emphasized that Ukraine does not accept any proposals that would involve the loss of its territories or freezing of the conflict. The minister also pointed out the importance of China's participation in the implementation of the peace formula initiated by the President of Ukraine, the Black Sea Grain Initiative, guaranteeing nuclear safety, and other important international efforts. As a reminder, the visit of the Special Representative of the People's Republic of China took place to fulfill the agreements reached during the telephone conversation between President Volodymyr Zelensky and President of China Xi Jinping on the 26th of April. Bodin Marushiak.